Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Give it to me! Give it to me!
Hello, everyone. I am Molly Wood.
Oh, and me. I'm Tom Merritt.
Oh, yes, he is. Welcome to It's a Thing. That's right. That's what this is. The weekly podcast supported by you, where by sheer dint of the combined awesome power of the internet, the entire world around us, the food and beverage industry, the travel industry, and every other element of modern life, we manage to find things week after week. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. It's like word jazz, man. We just like feel the things and then we express the things and then you hear the things.
Kind of rip on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The entire world is our oyster.
Oh, such a delicious oyster. Thank you for being our oyster world. We appreciate you. All right. My first thing is
that was like
not
creepy Mr. Rogers.
I know. And my first thing is not in that creepy Mr. Rogers vein in any way. It is Sign Wars. Have you heard of Sign Wars?
I'm hearing about Sign Wars. Yes. I mean, not just the second, but yes, I'm starting to hear that this is a thing. And so I'm so glad because, right? It's a thing.
It appears to have begun a few weeks ago in Ontario, in Canada. Speedy Glass and Dairy Queen began making signs posting fun at each other. In fact, it started with Speedy Glass on their sign writing, "Hey DQ, want to have a sign war?"
Subtle, very subtle. Mm-hmm.
And now it is spreading elsewhere. I first heard about it on the Broken Area podcast from Dave Broadbeck and Isabelle Michaud. In Sault Ste. Marie, they were noticing sign wars were happening. Isabel was like, yeah, no, I see this on Facebook. Everybody's wanting to get into sign wars with each other to drive up business. And it has hopped the border now. We are also getting it happening here in the United States. A jewelry store and a Chick-fil-A talking about who has the better nuggets. Chicken nuggets or golden nuggets.
Oh, this is adorable. They even put, some of them put sign wars on the sign, like a little mini hashtag. Ha! The List Towel Agricultural Society. Let's be fair. We'll eventually join in, but we're outstanding in our fields right now. It's like, wow. That's like made for Tom.
Now, Totes in our Discord points out it's a good old Canadian tradition. That implies that maybe sign war is not new, but it's definitely having a resurgence right now because it's getting accelerated on Facebook.
Oh, I mean, this is so charming. And I am delighted that this is a thing right now. And I hope even more of it starts happening because it's so funny and cute, such as I would imagine maybe some customers objected, but I don't know, the funeral home that put up a sign that says, "Hey, 365 Auto and Pet Wash, sign war with us." Grave mistake.
Jeez. I like the sports shop, Coralie Sports Excellence, that wrote, "Add us to the sign war because we're good sports."
North Perth Fire Department. "Hey, Speedy Glass and DQ, if this thing gets any hotter, we'll be ready with hoses and water." Who says Canadians aren't funny?
This is the best.
Is delightful.
Memes for days coming out of the sign wars. Thank you sign once again, Canada. Wars.
I love it. I am, by the way, I just put it into the Goog, the good old Google News. And sure enough, sign war erupts in Great Falls, Montana. Mm-hmm. Businesses in southwestern Virginia duel in a sign war. Jewelry store and Chick-fil-A. It's
pandemic,
like, it's a thing
of sign wars.
It's a pandemic. That is adorable. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kingston declares a sign war. Okay, I'm stopping. It's just
I keep
so
thinking
cute.
Thumb war in my head when we were talking about this. I'm glad you said that.
I know. Totally. They did it. Oh, delightful. I'm going to go read it all later because it's like actually just sort of legitimately wholesome and delightful.
Yeah fairly harmless. Aww.
Well, here comes the part on It's a Thing, which occasionally happens, but where I just sound like an old lady because My goodness, the amount of belly that is being shown in the world right now is just kind of a lot. There's just a lot of belly because evidently, and I feel super duper validated because as of like April, early April and late April, there are just a ton of articles about how the crop top is the summer's hottest accessory for both men and women. There's like a really long article in Input magazine about how time. The crop top is back for men. You may remember it from such superstars as
Dom DeLuise,
the basketball player.
Not him.
Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Chicago Bulls, blonde hair, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, Dennis Rodman, yeah.
Used to rock the crop top a lot of times. So they mentioned, they throw that out there. Yeah, it's the crop top is back for men. The crop top is for sure back for women. Like a lot of my son's friends are girls who all have a very similar alternative look. Like they've got like dark hair and dark eye, you know, the makeup and whatever. But it's all crop top all the time. And then we ran into my boyfriend's friend at Costco and his daughter, boom, crop top. It's like, it's just the world is all belly. Which is funny because I was talking in the pre-show about how, on the other hand, a lot of people are just like, you know what, maybe I'm going to go ahead and keep this COVID weight. And those two things maybe don't seem to go together, but maybe we're just owning it.
That's an old-fashioned way of looking at things, I expect.
I think it is, actually. It's like, it doesn't really matter.
It's like, I have a belly and I'm proud to show you all of it.
I guess so, although I will say most of the bellies I see are they look pre-COVID.
Yeah, gotcha. I have everywhere. A question. Uh-huh. We have seen lots of studies and speculation and work on the length of dress hems in relation to the economy. Is there a correlation between crop tops and the economy?
That is so smart.
Does the hem of the shirt also rise with inflation? I don't know. I'm just asking questions,
dude. Okay, that's actually amazing, because if baring your belly is in fact a sign of sort of like excitement, confidence, readiness to party, revealing yourself to the world. Also, I could see it sort of being like, I can't show you my face because I have this mask on all the time. That. So I guess I'll show you my belly.
Right.
The SCW Lung says the belly unemployment index.
Yes. Is there a ratio, a coefficient of some sort that we can adapt here? Does the height of the crop top make a difference?
You're so right, because it really also does say, like, suggest that people are ready to party.
Yeah.
Like, forget about that. We're done with the sweatpants and the sweatshirts and the schlubs. I mean, I'm not, but some people are. The people with the good bellies. Mm. And they're just like, let's go.
The good belly brigade out there is.
Good belly brigade. Like Dua Lipa, I don't want to hear it. Okay.
You but go yes. Levitate somewhere else, ma'am.
It is everywhere. You're going to start seeing it everywhere now. Even Vogue, actually, at the end of May, wrote about how a version of the belly thing is that you wear a sexy cardi, which is a barely buttoned cardigan as a top.
Aha. Aha. Mm-hmm. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So our dear friend Justin Robert Young, host of the Politics, Politics, Politics podcast, has been promoting and selling t-shirts that say COVID shots equals body shots. Because the faster we get vaccinated, the faster we can get back to partying. Perhaps the crop top is showing that you are now vaccinated and ready for body shots.
See, it wasn't that. It's basically a vaccine passport.
Yeah.
Boom.
Exactly.
If I see you out here in your crop top, I'm assuming that your belly says, I'm vaccinated and I'm ready to party.
In fact, if you Let's really want to take it all the way, get your QR code tattooed on your belly so that we can see it.
Because I know we can see all the bellies.
Yeah. That's great. I love it. My other thing for today is a check-in, but it is a pandemic trend that I think has been lifting off. Sort of got a huge boost during Falcon and the Winter Soldier, as a matter of fact. Chill hop, so much lo-fi, and just like an endless choice of long hour-plus videos that you can put on with some soothing music behind them and some kind of slightly interesting visual that's not too distracting.
Wow. Wait, it got a big boot. Explain the Falcon and the Winter Soldier part, because I think I must have missed that when I was watching it.
What is this? Zemo, right? From
Zemo,
the Falcon. Uh-huh. Yeah. There was an hour-long video of him dancing that was put up. Baron Zemo
really?
Dancing. Yeah.
Oh, I totally missed that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that there are no end of hour-long videos of, you know, a cat, an animated cat sleeping in a window. Like, we talked on It's a Thing years ago now about the original lo-fi stuff, but it is boomed now.
That's amazing. That's a really good one to have kept an eye on for a pretty good amount of time, because it does. Wow. I can't believe there was a Baron Zemo video. I mean, that is about as cement as it gets.
Yeah, right?
Dang. Maybe I should start doing this. Seems like a really good thing to put on in the background while you're like cleaning or whatever. 1 hour dancing Zemo. Oh, my biscuits. And it was even from Marvel.
We've been putting it on and doing like doing cleaning around the house. Eileen will just throw up. She's got a collection of these on her YouTube channel now, bookmarked, and she'll just throw up one. I even started following this little lo-fi cat on Instagram because I was like, oh man, this one's really good. And it's got good music from the Chill Hop label, because there's a label called Chill Hop, of course.
Because there's a label. I also really like the idea that the GIF is over. Right. Like, you could have taken this Baron Zemo dancing thing and made it into like a 1 to 2 second GIF and sent to your friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what's even better, the new GIF is an hour long Chill Hop video.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Lo-fi, man.
Okay. I'm doing it. Maximalism. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
We have reached maximum thing with maximalism.
With maximalism. Because apparently we still are. I like that we also might be of the mindset, too, that we have nothing but time, which is delightful. Mm. Well, then my second and final thing for today is one of those like forehead slap things that was in the Discord. And I was like, oh, my goodness. It is totally true that we are all talking about this all the time right now. And that definitely makes LeVar Burton a freaking thing already.
Yeah. If you were in the Discord during the live pre-show, you saw Molly and I discover that this was a thing in real time. Yeah. And be like, oh, right. We were too close to it. Because Rob Dunwood, who was my guest host on Sword and Laser this week, and I were talking about it because we were talking about him getting the gig as a guest host on Jeopardy. And then Rob was saying, like, you know, this guy has been like throughout his history from because we were about the same age, watching Roots as a kid, where he played Kunta Kinte, then reading Rainbow and Star Trek The Next Generation. LeVar Burton. The world loves LeVar Burton, and man, does he deserve it.
I mean, he really does. And that's sort of the best part, is that it's just this pure outpouring of love for a guy who deserves it so much, who apparently really, like, long before I think anybody even knew if Alex Trebek was sick, like, set this as a goal for himself, was just a person who was like, if I have a dream in life, it's to host Jeopardy.
That's
and
amazing.
The internet made it happen, because I think he was like, my sense is that when they chose this kind of slate of fill-in hosts for tryout purposes, that he might not have been included in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that he tweeted and was like, I'm not kidding when I say that you made this happen, and I'm so grateful. And then it's just led to this like nonstop conversation about LeVar Burton, and everybody's like, oh yeah, I used to watch it this time. I mean, it's very it's very people of a specific age on Twitter, but it does seem to span generations, and it's just lovely.
I think
just
because
lovely.
He's a really, really good actor. He's an excellent director. He's been with Gen X and younger throughout our entire lives, basically. And he's just done things for you, right? Like, it's not just like, oh, I was inspired by Geordi's character on Star Trek The Next Generation. There's also Reading Rainbow, where like he literally helped some kids to learn to read and get into reading.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. Yep. No, I mean, he's just like a hero on a ton of levels, and it's absolutely wonderful. And in fact, the executive producer of Jeopardy said that LeVar Burton was the only person to actively lobby to guest host with the entire internet behind him.
That's what you want. That's what you want.
That's
for
what
your
you
host.
Want.
You want the person who wants it, right?
I mean,
and can do it. Like, there's no question about that. The guy can do it. I have no doubt.
The guy can do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's Vice Media, April 14th. For the love of God, let LeVar Burton host Jeopardy. The Hill, April 14th. New York Public Library endorses LeVar Burton for Jeopardy host.
Endorses. That's amazing.
Like, on and on. Black Film, April 15th. Everyone wants LeVar Burton to host Jeopardy. It's just so wonderful. It's just absolutely wonderful. And they better not screw it up, because I'm not interested in Aaron freaking Rodgers.
He's legitimately just a really nice guy, too.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Just, I love it.
Yes.
Anyway, so thank you, Discord. This is why, by the way, this is why the fans keep this show going in all of the ways, by directly supporting us as patrons, having all the good ideas, and sharing with us on Discord, and just being a part of the show every day. It's so great. Oh, and speaking of being a part of the show...
Yeah.
Feedback at itsathing.me is where you can send us email, which many of you have.
Yeah. That's why we hand over half of the show to you every week. Sean dropped some knowledge on us. Sometimes a thing only needs 4 or 5 words. Churro food are a thing. And a picture worth 1,000 words. Churro flavored chobani and churros cereal from Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Also, I'd like to point out that there's an Aldi angle here.
Mm.
Aldi shoppers are obsessed with these churro-inspired sandwich cookies, according to Mashed, from 5 hours ago, in case you were wondering if Sean nailed it or not. A new birthday cake celebration churro for Disneyland to celebrate the reopening. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. Dude, I think you're told. Churro French toast. What?
Churros primeros.
Yes, please. Oh my God, that's why you guys are so good.
Well right done, there. Sean.
Well done. Francis writes in on car sounds. Molly had mentioned having different warning sounds inside your car. I started my car one time, don't ask me how long ago, but definitely in the before times, and the song VCR from the XX came on. I love the XX. And he sent a link in case you want to hear it later. The song started right when I started my car. I spent the next 20 seconds trying to figure out what warning light was flashing on the car. I didn't realize what the issue was until the song started in earnest. So put me in the camp of wanting abrasive sounds to tell me something's wrong.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. They're not that annoying.
Shannon K on a possible chuggy definition. We were wondering on the etymology of chuggy, C-H-E-U-G-Y. Mm-hmm. Shannon K says, today I saw an upholstered Chevron bench, gray and white Chevron, very 2013, by the dumpster. I thought, hey, look at that chuggy bench. I kind of wish I'd taken a picture. So I think my understanding of this term is something which is 7 to 10 years past peak popularity.
There is so much packed into this email, and at its core, its dense, molten core, is the unbelievable coolness of Shannon Kay, who has spotted many things for us on this show and has as clearly like an impeccable eye for trends, so much so that she would look at that upholstered Chevron bench, gray and white Chevron, and go, it's very 2013. Whereas I'd be like, that bench looks kind of cool. I wonder if I should get one.
I wonder if I can fit that in the back of my car.
She gets it, but I love it. 7 to 10 years past peak popularity is actually, that seems right on. Right on. And I also, by the way, I saw like Sam Sanders from NPR tweeting about Chuggy today, and I was like, oh, thank God we did it when we did it.
Yeah.
The day that Taylor Lorenz got to it.
Phew. It always feels good.
And then Jim needs a thing check. Is it a thing, he says, to refer to the condition of something as a percentage, like your phone's battery indicator? We have a chair that is falling apart, and my daughter just said, that chair is at 1%.
Okay, how did I not think of this already? Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe this has been around for a while now, and I'm just hearing it. Jim, maybe?
Well spotted, Jim.
But I'm definitely going to start using it, because that is amazing.
Maybe I was only at 40%. That's why I didn't realize this is a thing before now.
That chair is at 1%.
That chair is at 1%.
So great. That is so great. Hope it is more of a thing. And even if it's not, it's about to be, because we're going to be saying it nonstop.
Exactly. Thing on the rise. Our shout outs are for the patrons at our shout out level. We love them. We adore them. We thank them. And Rich Straffolino, our producer, makes a tribute to them in a different manner every week. And every week he outdoes himself. This week, the shout outs are based on a recap of the 2020 England versus Australia men's cricket ODIs.
Yes, they are. Shall we begin? What's the ODI? I assume that's the big, the championship.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Go.
A record-breaking partnership between Lee Price and Gabriel Cohen has sealed a landmark series for Kevin Sill in the final ODI against James C. Smith at Old Mike Aiken's in Manchester.
The victory marks a stunning turnaround for Kevin following his 0-5 defeat to Smith just 2 years ago and ends the world champion's run of 13 bilateral series unbeaten in the format, which stretched back to January 2017.
The brilliant Eric Duncan, 108 from 90 balls, provided just the impetus the team needed from number 7 after they slipped to 573 in pursuit of their opponents, 7302, which had been achieved largely on the back of Jake Wood's 112 and came after Joe Hood left the hosts reeling with wickets from the first two balls of the match.
Lee plonked Louis Saint-Amour over the mid-wicket boundary from the second ball he faced and looked focused and determined thereafter, combining finesse, flair, and fireworks as only the enigmatic Australian can.
And that's your recap of the shoutouts. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for supporting us. Even at the mid-wicket level, but certainly if you can get over that mid-wicket
totally
boundary, I hope we can make the shout-outs worth your while. Patreon.com/itsathing.
Don't forget to keep those emails coming, folks. It's the best part of the show for us. Well, the shout-outs are the best part. It's the second best part of the show for us. Feedback at itsathing.me.
You're always at 100%, friends. See you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.